afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever and whenever you may be listening. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful, sunny, very hot New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and a long, long walk, but a short flight on the Millennium Falcon. It's not the Lost World, it's not Jurassic Park, it's South Carolina Federal Credit Union, and his name is Tough Talkin' Troy Hall. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Jason. I am so glad to be with you this week.
It is nice. We had quite a bit of a break there. You and I were both very busy in the merry month of May. I was working with my son's school. I had a zillion videos to shoot, edit, and produce. But the coolest thing I did since we've been away is we took the 7th and 8th grade students from Cross Lutheran Church and School up to Washington, D.C., and when people ask us what we saw, we all have one standard answer, that answer being everything. I mean, we literally just saw everything you could possibly see. But the coolest thing I did was I was asked to read the prayer outside of at Mount Vernon, right next to George Washington's grave, and actually touched the grave of our first president. And that, for a history lover and buff like myself, was a great treat.
Yeah, that is really awesome. I definitely enjoy our opportunity when we've been to the nation's capital. It's a fun experience, and I think sometimes people underestimate the real value that you can get. You know, folks may think that they have to travel internationally to see, you know, a large metropolitan city that you know, really has history, but definitely Washington, D.C. is our spot here, and folks should definitely take more advantage of it.
I think everybody should get to the nation's capital at least once. Never really my favorite place to visit when I would go to the government GAC stuff, but it was nice to go and have a tour bus and get taken everywhere. Just really, really a lot of fun. Great, great memory for all the youngsters as well. But speaking of metropolitan, cosmopolitan cities, I am convinced that Houston, Texas may be the most prosperous city on earth right now. Texas is benefiting from two tremendous oil plays, we call them in the state oil plays, the Eagle Ford Shale and the West Texas Shale. All that oil and all that refinery, it goes out through our biggest shipping port, which is down in Houston, Texas. It is basically the capital of American production of oil and refinery. Houston, Texas is big into maritime and medicine and law and all the stuff. When you fill up your tank with gasoline, that gas has traveled a long way, and there is a tremendous science and engineering to get it from under the ground into your gas tank. And it's not just oil and gas. Houston is benefiting from a lot of things and all the stuff associated with it. And so you can imagine, Troy, with such a prosperous city, there's probably lots of great places to work. But our guest today is the president of a credit union who was just selected as one of the best places to work in Houston. And since you're getting your PhD in global leadership, I know you love talking to people that are making a difference in their industry.
I do, and I am so excited because, you know what, Jason, I think you and I are on the prime highway to love today.
Yes, we are going to talk about Primeway's Love Line, and it's not what you're thinking, all right, people? This is a PG-13 family-friendly show, and we're going to get to our awesome guest, Annette Zimmerman, the CEO of Primeway Federal Credit Union, right after this. The second week in a row, I forgot to turn the air conditioner on. It's burning up here in the studio, but it's about to be burning up on internet radio because she's got one of the hottest brands in Texas right now. Her name is Annette Zimmerman, the CEO of Primeway Federal Credit Union. Hey, Annette, welcome to the show.
Hello, Jason. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Troy and I are so excited to have you on the air. Studio audience is equally excited. Before we get going and talking about everything, first tell us a bit about you and your career with credit unions.
All right. Well, I actually grew up in credit unions, and I have a passion for our philosophy of people helping people. I actually started out as a teller over 30 years ago. And over the years, I've held a variety of positions. Prior to coming to Primeway as a CEO 5 years ago, I was in executive management for 17 years at a multi-billion-dollar credit union. And my longest stint there was CIO, which is completely and totally different from what I do today. But I'm really thankful to have worked with so many amazing people. You know, we've got a lot of really amazing people in our industry and mentors, and I look forward to giving that back to others.
But you actually have a lot of great people working in your organization, because you don't get to become one of the best places to work without having all of that around you, right?
That is absolutely true. The old adage, surround yourself with good people and you'll be successful, is 100% the case in Primeway's story.
Yes, and I had a plaque given to me one time from I started out as a teller myself, and the plaque was given to me during a time when I was transitioning from one location to the next, and they said, "It's hard to fly like an eagle when you're surrounded by turkeys."
I love that.
I did too. I thought that was really great, although I wasn't really sure exactly what they were saying, because they gave me the gift. So I was like, so do they think that, so we'll leave it there. We'll leave it at that. So actually, as you're soaring like an eagle, since you're surrounded by Jason and I, the turkey.
The turkey, okay. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's good. So talk a little bit about Primeway Federal Credit Union, and tell us a little bit about, I mean, you guys have a lot of fun. If you've seen your website or your Facebook, you know that you're definitely a fun place to work. So you want to talk a little bit about what you do and maybe how you even got to be best places to work?
Well, actually, Primeway is a fun place. And outside of having fun, we built this culture beginning with our mission, our board-approved mission. And our mission is a place where people love to work and love to do business. And I'm sure, Troy and Jason, you both know that is not your typical credit union mission. But it's definitely a mission that everyone understands and everyone gets excited about, and we know when we're there. But like a good marriage, it's something we have to continually work towards achieving and moving forward. But we support that mission with our values, and our values are depicted by the acronym CARING. We talk about the C being for compassion, walking a mile in their shoes, if you will, and then A is for accountability. The R is for real value, finding value in yourself, your team, and in the members, and bringing them value. And the I is for integrity, which, you know, do what's right when no one's watching. Mm-hmm. The N is for new ideas, and this one is a little bit different. It, for us, that means finding options to no. So instead of saying, well, Mrs. Smith, nope, you don't qualify for that loan, we try to find options for Mrs. Smith, maybe a co-signer, maybe some additional collateral, maybe working to pay off some debt over the next 6 months, and then we can help her finance that car, et cetera. And then G is guidance. And for us, that means you're always guiding someone, whether you know it or not. So you want to be guiding people on purpose and with intention, and setting a good example for your coworkers and helping your members to make really good financial decisions. So that's kind of the basis of our culture, but we purposely hire people that fit into that culture because we believe you are given your attitude at birth. It's a God-given attribute, and that you train for skills, and you can be trained on any skill. So we hire for attitude, and we train for skill. And we make sure that we have a very strong environment of coaching and training. So one of our training programs is called Integrity Service, and that's by a company called Integrity Solutions. And that training has helped our team members to learn to value their internal customer, which is each other, and the external member. This training has also been attributed with helping employees to bring about stronger relationships in their personal life. So this has been a real culture changer for us as well, and it's something that the employees have found valuable in their own lives. So that's kind of the basis of everything we do that builds a culture. But, you know, when people are doing it right, you have to recognize them. And so we actually we visited another credit union. I need to give them credit. We visited InTouch Credit Union in Dallas a few years back, and they had something, a recognition program that they called the Love Letter Program. So we took their idea and we brought it back and put our own touches on it, and we implemented it here. Do you want to hear a little bit about that program?
Of course we do.
Absolutely.
Of course we do.
I knew you would, but I had to ask. So the Love Letter Program, it's kind of funny. When we first introduced the idea to our board, I have to share this part with you. There was a lot of eye rolling, right? A love letter program. Now, does that have a place in a credit union? You guys must be crazy. That was the look they gave us. However, today we invite our members and our coworkers and even our vendors to let us know when we've done a great job for them by writing us what we call a love letter. Now, they can give us a love letter handwritten. They can. There's an email, a love letter email address, or there's a love hotline where they can actually call in and just leave it on a message. And we feel that this makes it easy for our members or those who want to give a love letter. It makes it really easy for them to choose the venue that they're most comfortable with. We're getting about 50 of these love letters a month. And I will tell you, it's pretty awesome for me to be able to read all the great things that are happening out in the field, because we've got 9 branches, and I obviously can't get around to all the branches and all the departments all the time and see all the great things they're doing. So these love letters, they help me to celebrate the success. And the other big thing these love letters did is it really moved our culture to a focus on what people are doing right, what team members are doing right. And that just positive feeds positive. And
Absolutely. It's
like a snowball running downhill, and it's really gained momentum and created a lot of excitement. Now, we read every single love letter. The executive team reads every single love letter, and we all write a thank you note to those employees. And then we pick from those love letters our most valued prime wearer. So we call it our MVP. For the
I like
month.
That.
And yeah, it's kind of cool. And they get a trophy and an award. And then at the end of the year, we pick our annual most valued prime wearer. And there's a first, second, and third place. And there's some good money involved in that recognition. And I take them to lunch and so on. So it's really caught on more than any recognition program I've ever been part of in all of my years involved in credit unions. This one has just built upon itself, and our board actually loves it now. So.
Well, you know, the thing that you speak about, I know that Jason's got a couple follow-up questions he's going to ask about, but we just have to pause for just a moment because you've had so many great nuggets of information
Absolutely.
That you provided to us, and it really boils down to when you're speaking about the culture of the organization, and one of the reasons why what you're doing with the love letter is successful is because it's an extension of the culture. It isn't a Band-Aid to fix something. It's not something that is uncomfortable, and it's not something that doesn't seem to be congruent with the values of the compassion, the accountability, the real value, integrity, your new ideas and guidance, like your caring, you know, that whole concept in there, it's like that. So it really has a whole lot to do with the embodiment of that. One of the things that I will just also, you know, tell you is that what you see happening and what you can attest to, and I heard before when you talked about the attitude being a God-given, characteristic, but what we do know specifically through the literature is that values create people's beliefs. So what really happens is that your belief system is based on your values, and then your attitudes manifest themselves in your behaviors that come from your beliefs that stem from your core values. So we know that the values, so when you align and bring people into your organization that align with your values, it's why you get great traction in what actually happens, and then people can begin to recognize what you're doing because they actually are in alignment with it. I mean, it's not out of the ordinary. It's not like you brought in somebody who says, walk in somebody's shoes. What are you talking about? I don't want to walk in my own. You know, you bring in somebody who's really, you know, who really gets the gets the picture and they go with it. So that's what's real important about what you're saying. And then that's how you can translate to being an employer of choice, because then you have these things all firing and working for you together. So it's really great stuff. I had to pause and just sort of kind of wrap back around that. And then the other thing I want to tell you about Integrity, we use Integrity Solutions here at the credit union as well. It has made a fantastic difference for us in integrating our culture and actually tying it together. It's sort of like, for us, it's the thread that goes through the needle that actually pins all the pieces together, that just sort of says, aha, it's a way that you can use beyond just the credit union. It has great application for life in general. So,
oh, that's awesome to hear, Troy. I'm glad you guys are using that too. It's always good to talk with someone else who's having success with the same programs.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to pick your brain after the show, yeah, because I want to find out some more. Yeah.
We both are. I know. We're both furiously writing notes down. We're visiting with Annette Zimmerman. She is the CEO of Primeway Federal Credit Union, recently honored as one of the top places to work, in a great place to work, Houston, Texas. We're talking to her about herself, about her credit union. When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about what it takes to be the kind of leader that can maintain this culture and keep people happy, where people say, I am going to work, not I have to go to work, because there's a big difference between the two. So we'll continue with Annette right after I find the bump I just found. We'll be right back after this.
Man, when I'm listening to The Power of Performance, I just can't decide who's hotter, Jason or Troy.
Tough call.
Well, you can't tell by the way I use.
Now, Annette, I should tell you that we Troy and I had a love line, too, where listeners could call in and tell us how much they loved the show. And we really enjoyed both of those calls. I mean, those were great. Those were great calls.
Well, actually, what I want to tell you is that the other day Jason sent me the letter K. And I asked, what was that? He says, it's your love letter. But I'm fine.
You guys are too funny.
It was my love letter. I said, oh, good, you've got 25 more I can have.
Very, very much more. Hey, listen, Annette, you heard me talking about Houston. It's a very cosmopolitan city enjoying some tremendous prosperity right now. I wanted to ask you told us a bit about the culture. Tell us a bit about the award. Who gave it out? When did you get it? Have you won it before, or is this the first time for y'all?
Actually, this is the first time for us. We actually sent a survey out to all of our employees, and 81% of our employees completed the survey. So this meant a lot to us, because it was a huge number for us that completed the survey. So when we were selected, we knew that we were selected based on what our employees, the majority of our employees, really thought. We actually have 124 employees. So, 81 of them is a huge percentage. So the award is called the 101 Best and Brightest Places to Work in Houston, and we were honored to be by right beside some companies that were doing some phenomenal things. It's actually just called that, and they don't really tout their name, the group that awards the award.
Right.
They go by 101 Best and Brightest Places to Work.
Very
so
cool.
That's who gave us the award. And it was phenomenal to sit beside some of those companies, because we do have a lot of amazing companies in Houston.
Absolutely. Well, I know right now there are people that are at work and maybe they're not crazy about where they work. What would your advice be to the leaders of those types of brands and those types of places to turn that around? How do they get their culture the way yours is, to where people are looking forward to showing up every morning?
You know, there's kind of two sides to this. It's interesting how many people don't think about culture when they're looking for employment. Most people are focused on pay. So it's important for the potential employee to ensure that their values fit with the potential employer's culture. And that way they'll have long-term happiness and fulfillment and success. On the business side, a lot of businesses have a good culture because they go out with intent to create a culture that will help them to attain their long-term strategy. Some companies aren't aware of that, and their culture is created on accident and not with intent. I think those companies that create a culture with intent and that culture feeds their long-term strategy, they do everything to support that. And at the end of the day, their critical ratios, their bottom line, their growth all reflect the fact that they've done it right. And one specific culture isn't right for every company. And that's why it's so important that companies need to create a culture with intent and not on accident.
I agree with you, because the bottom line is that just like any relationship, I think you mentioned before, you talked a little bit about marriage, you know, relationship and so forth, and then you're trying to establish the relationship between your internal and external members in a way in which you're kind of bringing them together. You have to. I mean, there isn't any way around it, because if you don't feed the culture, then the culture will fragment itself and find some other source. And we know that, and definitely the things that you're doing speak well to this. So, you know, companies sometimes think that they have a culture, but I don't know if they've really examined the individual items that make up the culture. Do they look at the norms, the traditions, the rituals? Do they look at the symbols that the organization, you know, supports? Do they look at the behaviors of the senior-most team members and how they actually conduct themselves? All of those things play into the aspect of the culture, and it is what you have to feed it, because it's not just going to happen on its own.
Absolutely. And, you know, it kind of starts at the top. You, as a CEO, I have to exhibit all of those traits, and I have to encourage people and recognize when they've done it and thank them for it. I have to be continually gracious with folks who are feeding this culture in a way that is positive. And that's fun. That's actually really fun for me. So it definitely, everyone plays a part, and it does start at the top.
Yeah. And, you know, the top three reasons that brands and cultures are successful is, the first one is because they speak the truth. The second one is because of senior management support. You cannot do this process alone. You cannot do it from the bottom up. Although you can have lots of communication from different angles, you have got to have the support from the top down. And the third thing is that you create an opportunity for people to live it, breathe it, and own it.
Absolutely.
That is really cool. Now tell us that you've got this great culture. My guess is, and I can see it in your Facebook energy. I'll be very honest with you, Annette. I've been on this show many times talking to people, other credit unions, not yours and not Troy's, but there are credit unions out there who think their Facebook page is to remind people that they are closed on federal holidays, when in fact they're not actually closed on federal holidays. You guys have a lot of fun. You have a lot of great contests. It sounds to me the great culture and the great attitude that you have internally has a tremendous impact on your interaction with your audience, your members. Tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it even just from the very moment that our members interact with our employees, there's a major impact. Our members tell us, and in fact our visitors tell us, we have a lot of credit unions visit us, that when they walk in, they sense the environment is a happy place. They're greeted at the door, even by the security guard, you know. And so that starts right from the get-go. And then when you put it out in social media, and we have a vibrant marketing team that loves to have fun. They're very creative. They put stuff out there on social media, different contests like the car selfie contest and where am I now type contests. The members get engaged in that, and that's fun for the members. It's fun for non-members who get engaged, and it's fun for the employees. So it creates that very positive interaction just to have some fun once in a while.
It is good to have fun. And speaking of fun, so I want to know, when you're not being the CEO, what kinds of fun things do you enjoy doing?
All right, so the Zimmerman clan loves board games. And so we get together at least weekly, and we play games, and we're very competitive. So my favorite game is Pit. I don't know if you've ever played it. Fast-moving card game. Okay, I've earned the title.
That's,
okay.
Yeah, I got the bell.
I've earned the title of Pit Queen, and I wear the crown proudly. But also, in the springtime, I love to get out in the fresh dirt and plant flowers. I reading is something I really enjoy. Malcolm Gladwell actually is one of my favorite authors. And music. I love music. So that's kind of what I do in my extra time.
That's
very nice.
Great.
Well, as show note, next week I will be on the road. We will not be doing a show next week because I will be getting to visit this amazing credit union in person. In fact, this time next week I will be at Primeway Federal Credit Union, and we're going to be talking to y'all about using music to further enhance the culture and the way you interact with your audience, because every credit union puts on a live, every brand puts on a live performance every day. And here we are with 4 minutes to go in the show, and I still haven't said the name of the show. The show is called The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, does your brand leave, wait, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? Primeway Federal Credit Union is leaving their audience wanting more. All you have to do is go look at their website and their social sites. Great, tremendous social energy. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person. I know Troy's jealous that he doesn't get to come out there next Friday and have a nice lunch with you in the great city of Houston. But hey, because of this internet radio show, it's like we're all together anyway. Hey, Annette, if people are listening to this and want to find out more about how you've taken your credit union and made it such a great example of culture and attitude, how can people get a hold of you?
Actually, my email address is azimmerman@primewayfcu.com. And I'm also out on LinkedIn. If you want to message me there, that's an easy way to get in touch with me if you didn't get that email down. But Jason and Troy, I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk with your audience today. And I'm looking forward to meeting you, Jason, next week.
Well, I just wanted to say, Annette, that I heart you.
Oh, cool.
I want to ask,
thank you.
How do we find the love letter part on the website? How do we actually submit one?
Actually, if you go to our website, right on the main site, you should see something that says love letters
I'm gonna go find it. I'm going to find
but
it.
When we do transactions with our members, we actually give on the receipt. It tells you where to do it. So our members get that with every interaction. But it is out on the website. I'm actually not sure exactly what page it's on. But I'll look at that and let you know.
No worries, no worries. We'll tell you right now, Troy and I loved having you on the show. We very, very much want to commend you and congratulate you for this wonderfully vibrant banking brand that you have in the beautiful city of Houston, Texas. You are always, always welcome back on our show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Annette, you've been an absolute delight.
Thank you.
All right, you take care. Annette Zimmerman, everybody. That's one great interview after another with a minute, 30 seconds to go. Troy, final thoughts?
I heart you too.
Yes, I heart you as well. Hey, folks, if you're looking at the episode page, you can see a picture of Annette out there, a picture of their logo, but you're also going to see a picture. I just had to post it. I'm sorry, folks. It's a picture that somebody posted on Twitter of a meeting they were having, and there's a PowerPoint slide up in front of the class with about 6,000 bullet points on it, and people look like they would rather be anywhere, but their folks put away the PowerPoint. We are beyond PowerPoint and bullet points. If the goal is to inform, send an email. Send the PowerPoint slides in an email. If you want to get people together and take them out of their normal routines and out of their normal jobs, do something that's going to inspire them and get them excited and get them up on their feet. I cannot tell you how bad I felt for those folks suffering through another death by PowerPoint session. Hey, Troy, you have a great weekend out there in the holy city of Charleston, South Carolina, where even when it rains,
we still send love letters.
Still send love letters. I'm signing off from the beautiful city of New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. My name is Jason Dyes. You've been listening to The Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? We keep doing it. We'll take a week off next week. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Until then, everybody, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
And that's all, folks.